Bold Bakers. We make our own ice cream here on Bigger Bolder Baking, so it only makes sense that we make our own homemade ice cream cones too. And the best thing is you do not need any kind of special kitchen equipment or waffle cone machine. So we're gonna start out by making the batter for our cones. Into a bowl, we're gonna add in some sugar, egg whites, milk, vanilla extract, and a pinch of salt. And then just whisk these ingredients together. To this mix, we're gonna add in some sifted flour. Make sure it's sifted because it makes it nice and light. And then pour in some melted butter that is at room temperature. You know, when I like to add melted butter, I always like to melt it ahead of time, let it cool down, and then stir it in. And then just combine all of these ingredients together. Look at that, lovely and smooth. Now we're ready to cook this guy off. So we're gonna cook this off straight away, but you actually can make it ahead of time, pop it into the fridge, and it will live happily in there for up to 5 days. So we're gonna cook our cones off on a nice big frying pan or a griddle. Something that is non-stick is preferable because it'll make it much easier to pull your cone up. So you wanna make sure your pan is over low heat. Now this is really important because you want to make sure it's nice and controlled heat so it doesn't cook your cones too fast. So in the middle of your griddle, we're gonna put on around 1.5 tablespoons of your batter. And then nice and quickly, this is why it's important to have all of your equipment ready. Go in a big circle and we are gonna spread this out to around 6 inches by 6 inches. Now you wanna work nice and fast because as you can see, your cone starts to set. Now all we're going to do is just let this sit here and cook and you're gonna start to see it go brown around the edges. The one thing I don't want you to do is go in with your spatula and start digging it up. Let it sit there, bake, and you'll know when it's time to flip it. Okay, so it's been around like maybe 4 minutes or so and you'll see it start to turn brown. Very gently with a thin edge spatula, we're gonna go in, let's have a look. Okay, it's a nice color underneath. I'm gonna start to pry this up. Now, easy does it here because you don't want to rip your cone. Okay, great, flip it over. This looks fantastic. We're just going to give it way less time over here, like maybe a minute or so. Okay, so the other side has gotten some color. Now, this is the really important part where you move fast. You're going to take it off the griddle and in our hands, we are going to roll it. Now, what you want to do is start on the bottom first and give that a good pinch. And then we are going to roll it all the way around like this. Now, do you hear it crisping? Once you take it off the heat, it crisps up straight away. So you do have to work fast. And then you're going to end up with a beautiful homemade ice cream cone. Check that out. Oh, it smells delicious, really full of vanilla. So once you have your shape, you can put it on a tray, let it go cold, hang out, and you can continue cooking off the rest of your batter. In no time at all, you will have gorgeous homemade ice cream cones. However, we want to make these guys extra big and bold, and I'm going to dip them in some lovely melted chocolate. And of course, as always, add on some sprinkles on top. Or you can even add on some toasted nuts. Those work really well too. If you think the hole is too big on the bottom of your cone, there is an easy solution. I'm gonna dip it in some chocolate. Let that set, and then no ice cream will come out the bottom. Once your ice cream cones are set, you can scoop in some ice cream. Okay, so you have to admit, it does not get much better than a homemade ice cream cone filled with homemade ice cream. Now these cones are best eaten the day that they're made, but if you can't and you have some left over, store them in an airtight container, otherwise they'll go kind of soft. So make sure they're nice and tight and snug in there. I have lots more bold baking basics videos just like this one, so make sure you go to biggerbolderbaking.com to check them out.